From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Sphere. In a surprising development, the lawyer for disgraced money manager Bernard Madoff has told a federal judge he will plead guilty later this week to 11 charges that will result in a life sentence. NPR's Margot Adler has more.
The hearing was supposed to simply resolve an apparent conflict of interest between Bernard Madoff and his lawyer, Ira Sorkin. Sorkin and his family had invested more than $900,000 with Madoff, and the judge wanted to make sure that Madoff could not have the case thrown out based on a conflict of interest. In the end, Judge Chin ruled that the lawyer could continue to represent the money manager. But then the judge said, "I gather it is the expectation that he," referring to Madoff, "will plead guilty on Thursday," and Sorkin said that was a reasonable expectation. Madoff is charged with 11 separate felonies, including 4 counts of fraud, as well as theft, perjury, and 3 counts of money laundering. Prosecutors say Madoff faces up to 150 years in prison. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden at a meeting in Brussels today appealed to NATO allies to help the U.S. deal with a worsening situation in Afghanistan. Biden told representatives of the 26-country military pact the deteriorating situation there poses a security threat not just to the U.S. but other nations as well. Meanwhile, in an interview with NPR today, Defense Secretary Robert Gates also acknowledged the U.S. could use military assistance, though he said civilian help is also vital.
We would like more help, but I would say that really where we need the help as we look to the weeks and months ahead is on the civilian side, whether it's agricultural specialists or people who can help with governance, economic development, and so on.
The Netherlands announced today it will host a one-day UN conference on the future of Afghanistan at The Hague later this month. Pakistan is sliding into yet another political crisis. President Asif Ali Zardari's government has responded to challenges by warning the leader of the main opposition he could face charges of treason. And NPR's Ann Garrels has more.
The warning comes as the country's lawyers plan a 4-day march to the capital later this week to demand an independent judiciary. Zardari has broken promises to restore the popular Supreme Court justice who was removed by his predecessor. Fueling growing opposition, Zardari then upheld a recent ruling that bans his main opponent, Nawaz Sharif, from public office. The lawyers' movement argues that verdict is invalid because until the fired Chief Justice is restored, the Supreme Court itself is illegitimate. So, the lawyers and Sharif are now joining forces. Zardari's top security advisor has accused Sharif of calling on people to defy the government, warning he could be charged with treason. The government is paralyzed in the face of an economic crisis and a growing Islamic militant threat. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Islamabad.
On Wall Street, positive earnings news from Citibank sent stocks soaring. The Dow gained 379 points today. This is NPR. Today marks the 50th anniversary of a failed uprising against Chinese rule in Tibet, with security there reported to be tight. Paramilitary police and soldiers swarmed Tibetan cities and villages today, and Tibetans and travelers in western China reported stepped-up checks of ID cards by police. Last year, a peaceful commemoration of the failed 1959 revolt erupted into violent demonstrations. In a speech marking the anniversary, the Dalai Lama, Tibet's exiled spiritual leader, said Tibet has become, in his words, hell on earth in the years since Beijing took control. The Vatican has launched a barrage of criticism against President Barack Obama's decision to lift restrictions on federal funding for human embryonic stem cell research. One official called it a victory of politics over ethics. NPR's Sylvie Pagioli reports from Rome.
Monsignor Vino Fisichella told an Italian news agency that President Obama's decision was probably influenced by some drug companies or some economic interests. Fisichella heads the Pontifical Academy for Life. His predecessor, Monsignor Elios Griccia, echoed the suggestion, telling the Italian media the motive for this decision should be seen in the pressure for profits. An article in the Vatican Daily, L'Osservatore Romano, said, "A real democracy should be founded on protection of human dignity in every phase of its existence." The Vatican opposes this kind of research because it involves the destruction of embryos. In announcing his decision, President Obama had said he was ending what he believed was a false choice between sound science and moral values. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crude oil futures prices moved lower today. The price for benchmark crude was down $1.36 a barrel to settle at $45.71 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.